SCR plays the oldies just like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's John Borrett here again. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and it's not a very nice day, but it's okay, isn't it? I live down in Bridgewater these days. I used to have the marina on the seafront, in case you're thinking, who's this man talking now? And I've done SIPMOV Radio now for quite a while. And it's proper community radio, and I'm not going to say any more than that, because I'll do it again a bit later on. But today, I try to do something a bit different, and this week I think I've hit the jackpot. I'm going to be playing it's a Mojo compilation. Mojo being a magazine I used to have years ago, and I kept some of the CDs from that. And this one, I'll give it away if I say too much. All these tracks have been covered by a very famous person, but you're not going to hear this very famous person doing them. You're going to hear other people doing them, if that makes sense. Anyway, we shall now start and see what you think. The first person you're going to hear is Michelle Schacht. And I don't really know too much about her. I think I've got one LP by her somewhere, but I can't remember what it is. And this track you're going to hear now is One Piece at a Time. It's, let's just play it and let's see what you think of it all. I won't tell you who did the originals anyway. He did write some of them, but...
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49, went to Detroit working on assembly lines. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I watch them beauties roll by, sometimes I hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Getting caught, man, getting fired, but I figured I'd have it by the time I retired, so I'd get me a car with at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it was me when I come through your town. I'm gonna drive around and stop, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and the help of my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. Never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. So the first day I got me a fuel pump, the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. Little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff and snuck out in my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went alright, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. Transmission was a 53, the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in all the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from our adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. And now the headlights, they was another sight. We had two on the left, one on the right, and when we pulled out the switch, all three of them went on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together and we got through. Well, that's when we noticed we only had one tail fin. About this time my wife walked out. I could see in her eyes she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, honey, take me for a spin. So we drove uptown just to get the tag, and I headed right down the main drag. I could hear everybody laughing from blocks around. But up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, cause to type it up took the whole staff, and we got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. Everybody wild, cause I have the only one there is around. Oh yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on, no. This is the Cottonmouth, the negatory on the cost of this machine there. Red Rider, you might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. Yeah, it's cheaper that way. Automobile. Hey, it's 160, 161, 162, 163, 164, 165, 166.
said at the beginning, these are all tracks that are covers. And I won't really tell you any more than that. It's that who did the originals, or who did the original, or who covered it. I don't quite know what I'm quite saying on it yet. I've got my two dogs in here with me, Bertie and Charlie, and they shall keep me company for the next hour whilst I shall press the buttons and keep it going. Next person is Waylon Jennings. Ah, here we go. I know of him. He was one of the Outlaws.
I hear a train a-coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. While that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. Well, when I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear whistle blow, I hang my head and I cry. Some fancy dining car, probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving. That's why the culture is me. Where I long to stay, then I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Waylon Jennings playing that one, and again, I won't tell you any more than that, though. Folsom Prison Blues, you might know who it would be by now. But I've got a couple ones that might surprise you. The next one is called Harden Wouldn't Run by Steve Earle. And so here we go again.
John Wesley Harden lost his role shooting dice in the Jim Saloon in El Paso one night back in 1895. For a while, he just sat there, watched the game, brooding, mad. And then he drew a pistol and said, "Give me my money back." And the timid soul handling the cash for the house said, "Take it all, Mr. Harden, it belongs to you." Harden got arrested for it the next day, but nobody thought to ask him to return the money. He did get told not to play that way anymore. I know a man whose plow handle hand is quicker than a light. Wes Harden is his name, they say, and he travels in the night. For He might have to kill or walk around the fight. And if you ever saw his hide and draw, you know he can skin his gun. Won't say how many tried and died up against the top hand, up against the wrong man, 'cause Harden wouldn't run. Well, he rode in like a Texas wind, and it took the eastbound train, going with Jane Bowen, till the lawman called up. So long, Jane, and chin up, I'll be back again. Well, off he went to Huntsville prison, so long, Jane, he cried. 15 years she waited till her heart broke and she died. Damn, she left that bad land way up in the sky. For all the wrong he did, first year they let him breathe since he was a kid. So let him come and let him go, let him deal a bit. Now near the border in El Paso, a lawyer reads a sign. You won't find him there for business every day at 9:00. Business has been real bad. One client's all it's had in quite a long, long time. And Sheriff Selman's boy broke into Wes's woman's place. Up she jumped and pistol whipped and kicked him in the face, saying, John Selman demands revenge for this disgrace. See every night by candlelight in Harden's favorite bar, she'd be hanging on his arm, and very late they'd leave there, headed for the Goose Hair, and glad it wasn't far. Right through the swinging doors, John Selman came with a blazing gun. Wes Harden chug-a-lugging red eye, got him in the back of the head. John Wester Harden fell dead, 'cause Harden wouldn't run.
Indeed, that is Steve Earle doing that one. And next one is any fan of, shouldn't think there's many, Bristol Rovers. They had their theme tune, Goodnight Irene. And we've got it here by Mississippi John Hurt. It's the original one, I'm pretty certain it is, but we'll play it and see what you think of it too, as well. Mississippi John Hurt, Goodnight Irene.
One of Lead Belly's songs I learned off the record, which I think is a wonderful song. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I will see you in my dream. Sometime I lives in the country, sometimes I lives in town. Sometimes I take great notion, jump in the river and drown. Oh, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I will see you in my dream. Stop rambling, stop gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family and stay by the fireside bright. Oh, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. I will see you in my dream. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. I will see you in my dream.
Indeed, good night, Irene. As I say, that was the Bristol Rovers, the song they sing along to. My mate Wimpy, I wonder what he knows anything about why they sing along with that one. Mississippi John Hurt, anyway, that was. Next track is by Robbie Faulks, and it's Cry, Cry, Cry. Here it comes.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights of town. I wasted those years when I would try, try, try. When the lights are lost and low, you're gonna cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You call.
Jeb Loy Nichols, Worried Man.
I'm a worried man, a worried man. I'm a very worried man. Hungry babies, they don't understand why daddy is a worried man. Place I used to draw my pay, slammed the door on me today. Told me just to stay away and don't come back again. I went back to break the news. Darling saw that I had the blues. She said the babies need new shoes. Now I'm a worried man. worried man, a worried man. I'm a very worried man. Hungry babies just don't understand why daddy is a worried man. Now there is no way that I can see how I can feed my family. I don't own no money tree. I don't own nothing at all. But I said, darling, don't you cry. I'll get a job before the day goes by. Don't know where, and that is why I'm a worried man. A worried man, a worried man. I'm a very worried man. Hungry babies just don't understand. Daddy is a worried man. A worried man, a worried man. Oh, I'm a worried man. A worried man, a worried man. Oh, 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 oh. Little babies just don't understand. My daddy is a worried man. A worried man, yes I am. A worried man. Yes, I am. Lord, I'm a worried man every day. I guess life just made me that way. Turned me into a worried man.
Oh. Yes, you can listen into Gavin's country music. He would play quite a few of this person who's all these tracks are now covered by him anyway. The next track is Sparkle Horse. Now, I've got a couple of Sparkle Horse CDs, and I got a feeling, without checking it, that he committed suicide. Perhaps he's dark as a dungeon. But I've thought, here we go, let's listen to Dark as a Dungeon.
Thank you.
Sparkle Horse there, giving his own interpretation of Dark as a Dungeon. I don't quite know what all the hissing is and all that one, because it's a CD I'm playing today, but I haven't got it any other way. So Dark as a Dungeon by Sparkle Horse, that's what we're going to hear. The next person is Willard Grant Conspiracy. Willard Grant Conspiracy, I Still Miss Someone. Yes, I should think you would with a name like that. Anyway, here they come. it was straight on to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Nick Cave's from Australia.
As I walk these narrow streets, where a million passing feet have trod before me, with my guitar in my hand, suddenly I realize nobody knows me. Where yesterday the multitude screamed and cried my name out for a song, today the streets are empty and the crowds have all gone home. I'm passing a million houses, but there is no place that I I tried to tell you were as distant to you as the moon. Born 200 years too late and 200 years too soon. I'm a child of this age, locked into the pages of your book. When I am but dust and clay, and other children stop to take a look, will they marvel at the miracles I did perform and the heights I did aspire? Or will they tear out the pages of the book? Like a fire with a ring on my face, there is no place where I belong. Did you forget this fucking singer so soon? And did you forget my song?
You're mine.
is, of course, Johnny Cash we're playing. Johnny Cash covered all these songs. He wrote some of them as well, of course. But, yeah, I saw Johnny Cash. I can't remember. I haven't got my computer here with me. In either 1957 or 1958. I can't remember exactly. I was living in Bath at the time. And we went over to the Colston Hall and we saw Johnny Cash play live. He was brilliant. I also stood outside. No, I didn't stand outside. That's true. Not true. I got his autograph afterwards. I had a programme there. And I live in just outside of Bridgewater. And it's here now. I can see it from where I'm sitting. Johnny Cash's autograph. Yeah, he was good. There's no doubt about it. I can't say I liked him much after that. He went a bit religious and it got a bit silly. But we'll still keep going with all these tracks covered by Johnny Cash. The next one, again, the reason I'm saying it all now is because the next one is by this kid called Miles. Yeah, but there again is Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire. He wrote it as well.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed, it is Sid Valley Radio. It's John Borrett here as well. I forgot that was going to come in. What was I talking about? It's Johnny Cash for playing all the way through. And this track, Ring of Fire, this kid named Miles. Again, I don't know all these people, but they covered the Johnny Cash tracks. The actual CD is called Cash Covered. And it was with a Mojo magazine I bought at the time, back in 2004.
And it makes her fiery rain. Bye.
man named Miles. He did the Burning Ring of Fire there. And as I say, I saw Johnny Cash in about 1967 or 68. And the next track we're going to hear is called Get Rhythm. And it's by a band called Jawbone. But the reason I remember this one so well is because a couple of Teds got up on stage and Johnny, you know, the bouncers wanted to get rid of him. And Johnny Cash said, no, and leave him there. And he played and he did the Get Rhythm for them. And they thoroughly enjoyed themselves. A couple of Teds they were. Anyway, I wonder if they're still listening. I wonder, indeed. Get Rhythm.
Hey, Get Rhythm!
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will all stand up. Terror in each sip and in each sup. For you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground. When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels sing. Marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. And the Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. And the wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crown. When the man comes around, him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long down. Hear the piper, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum, voices calling, voices crying, some are born and some are dying, it's Alpha and Omega's kingdom.
Don't know that one at all. Obviously it's by Johnny Cash, and I think it was, I didn't buy his stuff for quite a while actually, because he went really religious and I didn't really rate that at all. So we're going to move on now, and we're going to listen now to Tom Russell. Tom Russell is a person I actually seen a couple times, swam once in Switzerland, went over and we stayed with Glenn, and we saw Tom Russell in Zurich, and he was brilliant, he really was. Anyway, let's listen to this track. And again, it was written by Johnny Cash years before. It's called The Ballad of Ira Hayes, all about an American Indian. Anyway, let's press the button and hope we get it.
Bacon Rind was an Osage chief. He wore a regal hat. I found him in a gas station, painted on one of those giveaway glasses. Said the Indians of Oklahoma, you can collect the entire set. Hunting horse, sequoia, dull knife, I don't have them all yet. As I drive across this wild ground for what wisdom I can find, I thought of those gas station drinking glasses and a chief called Bacon Rind. Chief Seattle stared into the yellow eyes of the mission padre, and then spit on the ground and said, your religion was written on tablets of stone by the iron finger of an angry God. Our religion is the tradition of our ancestors and the dreams of our old men, given to them in the solemn hours of the night by the Great Spirit. Our religion is in the visions of our leaders, and it is written in the hearts of our people. And the mission father rode off to preach the Ten Commandments to those who had stopped listening with their hearts. Come gather round me, people, a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and a noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley down in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the water grew Ira people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the rippling water stopped. Now Irish folks was hungry, but their land grew crops of weeds. But when war came, Ira volunteered, forgot the white man's deeds. Call him Junkin Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. They battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 119 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the smoke had cleared and Old Glory raised, among the men that held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes returned a hero. He was celebrated throughout the land. Oh, he was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody held his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. Yeah, back home no one cared what Ira'd done. Hell, when do the Indians dance? Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, and jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it there like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk one Sunday morning, alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him Junkin Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Call him Junkin Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him Drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
What a good track that is by Mr. Tom Russell. I did like Tom Russell very much indeed. And I don't really know if he's in the best of health now. We haven't heard about him for ages. I was going to go and see him in Cardiff. And we had got tickets for it and everything. That's Philip and me. And at the last minute, it was all no. It wasn't to be. So I'm going to finish today with one more track. And it's from this Cash-covered LP. Or CD, as I'll tell a little flip there. And the track's called Giant Sand, and I want to thank you all for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and I shall now pass over and keep listening to Sid Valley Radio, because it's proper community radio. We play stuff we hope you like, but we don't play what the computer tells us you will like, and then we gushingly say everything's wonderful, because it isn't always, is it? That's the way life is. So let's finish with Giant Sand anyway. And that will be the end of the show. So thanks once again. Bye.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger. I'm traveling through this world. There is no sickness or toil. There is no danger in that land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. Oh.
just a going over Jordan. Just going over home.
Just a-goin'.